Yutes Ear, 27th of May, Rabbi Shalom Rosner, The Roots of our Halachic Mesoira.
We're all in the time period counting down towards Maimed Har Sinai, or counting up. And we know the Medrash tells us, there's a different version of this in the Gemara, the Medrash tells us, you have it in the Sifri and Zos HaBracha, you have it in Source number 1, those who want to look inside, the Amar Makomos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the other nations of the world to offer them the Torah, before he came to Klal Yisrael. B'shenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu litein Torah liYisrael, lo al Yisrael bilvadu nigla, ela al kol ha'umos, all the nations of the world were offered. So the Medrash tells us, tchilo halach etzel b'nei Esav. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Bnei Esav. You interested? You want the Torah? So they say, well, Makasuba, what's written in it? Amar Lahem, Hashem says, Lo Tirtzach. You can't murder, you can't kill. Amru, they say, Kalatzma Shalal Zeranashim, that's what we do. It's part of who we are. We can't. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. Halach Eitzel Amun and Moav. Goes to Amun and Moav. Same thing. You want the Torah? And they answer, Ma Kasuba. What is it saying it? Amar Lahem Lo Sinaf. Lo Sinaf. Again, it's part of our Mahus. We can't. Okay. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues until, of course, Hashem comes to Am Yisrael. You want the Torah? Naaseh v'nishma. And the question is asked by the Bali Musar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to make a shidduch. He's trying to see if they really want the Torah. Hashem says, you want the Torah? And they say, Makasuba. What's written in it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Davka picks the one halacha, the one mitzvah that he knows they're going to reject. He knows this is what they're about. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, you know, Makasuba? Hashavas Aveda. Makasuba. And all these Vatarecha Kamocha. All these nice mitzvahs, wonderful. Davka the one. Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tinaf. Explains the Bali Musar. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, do you want the Torah? And they say, Ma Kasuvba. The second that they ask the question, Ma Kasuvba, they already apostle themselves. Your commitment is going to be dependent on your understanding. You're going to decide whether this is rotwi for me to accept or not. Ma Kasuvba, not interested. Lo Tirtzach. Lo Tina. That's not called commitment. That's not cool, being a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Am Yisrael, you want the Torah? Naaseh v'nishma. No makasuba. Not what's in it. Naaseh v'nishma. That's Maimon Har Sinai. And that's what we're building up to as we start now, today, the last third of the days of the Omer. But let's go a little deeper. Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah. What exactly was that experience about? The Ramban tells us, the Ramban counts, adds on to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, as we know. All the Rishonim agree there are 613 mitzvahs, based on the Haggadata, at the end of Maseches Makos, Taryag Mitzvos, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah is Gematria, 611. Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Moshe gave us 611, two straight from God, the first two, that's 613. Amazing, Haggadata at the end of Makos, everybody holds to this, 613. What are those mitzvahs? That's a Machlokas. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Chinuch, the Bahag, the Smag. Everybody has their own counting. But the Ramban, and one of the mitzvahs that he adds on to the Rambam, that he says the Rambam left out, source number 2, mitzvah tesvav, shenitz tavinu lahodos lishmo yisbarach, b'chalei shenikra batorah. We have to thank Hashem every single day. Every time we come in contact with Torah, every single morning we have a mitzvah to thank out of a reflection of recognizing and remembering what we went through so many years ago. Ala tova gdola sh'asalanu b'sito taraso eleinu. Through the great good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us by giving us the Torah. V'hodienu, and he let us know, he clued us in to what he would appreciate, to what he would like. Those are the mitzvos. 613 commands which reflect my will. So we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, and we do that through the mitzvah Birchas HaTorah. Shabbach Rabbanim Mikol Ha'am Ve'Nasalan HaSorah. So we remember Maimon Har Sinai every single day. The Rambam does not count this as a separate mitzvah. Why? Question that's dealt with by the Mefarshim, not for us today. But either way, one of the great Rishonim, and it's based on the Pesukim. Based on the Sukkim and Perak Dalin and Dvarim. Raki Shomer Lachosh Varnavshcha Ma'od. Don't forget. Remember Har Sinai. Yom Asher Amata Lefrei Hashem Alakecha B'chorev. The day that you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chorev. Be'amar Hashem Elai Hakili Yisam Azeh. As we're going to read about and reenact in a couple of weeks. So every single day, we have a mitzvah to remember Har Sinai. To remember that amazing event of Naaseh V'Nishma as we just described. And the question is, halachically, conceptually, what exactly happened on that unbelievable day? What are we supposed to be thinking about? How could it affect our lives? So let's learn together a topic in the few moments that we have, which obviously relates to this week's Parsha too. There's only one Parsha in the entire Torah that we call after this event, Bahar Sinai. There's no other Parsha in the Torah that's called Har Sinai. This week's Parsha, Bahar Sinai. So it's also fitting for us to discuss this on Erev Shabbos today. So let's start off with the Rambam. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Avel, in source number 5, Mitzvah asay lehisabel al akrovin. It's a mitzvah daraisa to mourn the 7 primary relatives. We know mitzvahs aren't all commands that we want to do. We don't all dream of doing the mitzvah of avelus. We don't all dream of doing the mitzvah of returning stolen objects. That's not one of the mitzvahs that we should yearn to try to do. But a mitzvah means in every situation in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to react and what to do. Rachman al-Islan, if somebody loses one of the 7 primary relatives, mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse, so we have to observe a certain period of mourning. Okay? Just like every situation in life, there are mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, continuing, there are various psukim in the Torah for the source of Avelus, discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam here quotes the pasuk from Vayikra, Hayita Ve'enei Hashem. But then the Rambam quotes, V'ein avelus min haTorah elo b'yom rishon bilvad shehu yom hamiso v'yom hakfura. Says the Rambam, on a daraisa level, on a biblical level, one day of mourning, one day, and not only one day, only if it's the same day death and burial. If there's a separation, which often there is, there's no avelus daraisa. That's the Rambam shita and the Rif and others. Avelus daraisa, biblical avelus, is one day. But then the Rambam asks akasha on himself. Sometimes there's a kasha from a Gemara. Sometimes there's a kasha from a Mishnah. This is a kasha from a Pasuk. The Rambam says, how can I say Avelus is only one day? Again, this seems like a detail, but we will see that the 2 or 3 details of Halacha that we're about to analyze opens up for us vistas of understanding of a major tenet of our faith, and as you see the title of the shiur, the root of our Halachic Mesorah. Says the Rambam, let's continue, source 5. We call it Shiva, but really only one of those days is Daraisa. Altogether, cumulatively, it's 7. It's Shiva. But says the Rambam, Afalpi always means implicit question. Afalpi shenemar b'Torah v'yas l'aviv evel shivas yamim. How can I say that Avelus is only one day midaraisa? The brothers said Shiva for Yaakov Avinu. You don't get a better source than that. In the Torah, 7 days. So what am I talking about, asked the Rambam on himself. How can I say that Avelus is only one day if the brothers sat Shiva for 7 days? That's the ultimate source, midaraisa. Says the Rambam, the 4 magical words. And we have to figure out what this means. Nitna Torah, v'nischatsha halacha. The Torah was given, halacha was renewed. What does that mean? Where does that come from? Nitna Torah, v'nischatsha halacha. Somehow the Rambam is telling us that what happened before Har Sinai is not as relevant. Let's keep focusing and searching. Let's see another Rambam, and he will explain to us what he means elsewhere. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chulin, again a detail in Halacha, but as we will see, we can read over this Mishnah and not catch it, but this is the secret, as the Rambam is going to tell us himself. In the Chulin, one of the prakim is Perak Gid Anoshe. All about the 2 prakim in Maseches Chulin are all about Hilchos Kashrus. Gid Anoshe, all the halachas of the Isser of eating the sciatic nerve, learned out from Parshas Vayishlach, learned out from the story of Yaakov fighting with the Malach. So the Rambam tells us a Machlokas Tanoim. Mishnah 4:6. Noeg b'tahara v'eino noeg b'tameya. The Isser of Gid Anoshe applies to kosher animals. not to non-kosher animals. In other words, if I eat the gid hanasha of a non-kosher animal, I only get one aveira. One aveira, not kosher. There's no gid hanasha and not one. If I eat the gid hanasha of a kosher animal, one aveira. Gid hanasha of a non-kosher animal, one aveira. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afitmeya. No, no, no. The Isser of gid hanasha also applies to non-kosher animals. If I eat the gid hanasha of a non-kosher animal, two aveiros. So usually that's how Mishnayos end. The Mishnah doesn't often give a continuation of the conversation between the Tanaim, giving reasons. That's usually left for the Gemara. Yeah. But here the Mishnah continues. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi says, V'halo b'bidei Yaakov ne'esar gid hanasha, v'yadayin behema tamei mutaris lahem. I'll bring you a raya from the Torah, that the Isser of gid hanasha applies to non-kosher animals. Parshas Vayishlach. The brothers were told, you can't eat gid hanasha. And yet, the brothers didn't observe hilchos kashrus. The brothers ate non-kosher animals. We have no evidence otherwise. So the brothers ate non-kosher animals, but they didn't eat gid hanasha. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you see that the Isser of gid hanasha applies to non-kosher animals. It's befeirish in the Torah. Answer the Chachamim. It might be Rabbi Shimon. We just celebrated. Rabbi Shimon is always the bar plutta of Rabbi Yehuda. Amru lo, B'sinai ne'emar, ela shenechta bimkoma. What does that mean? At Sinai it was said, but it was written in its spot. We're not doing, Rashi gives one pshat there, which is a fascinating pshat as it is. We're not going to do that now. Kulin daf kuf. But the Rambam there in the Pirush Mishnayos tells us, turning over, the secret. What did the Chachamim mean by answering back to Rabbi Yehuda? Don't bring me a raya from the Shvatim. The Shvatim ate not kosher, but they didn't eat Gidanasha. So you see, the Isser Gidanasha applies to non-kosher animals. Said the Chachamim, no raya. Don't bring me a proof. That was B'sinai Ne'emar, Ela Shenechta Bimkomo. What did those words mean? If we have time at the end, we'll come back to Rashi. Says the Rambam, turning over, V'sim Libcha L'Klal HaGadol Hazeh. I'm not familiar with another place where the Rambam says such a lashon. Listen to this principle that I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you a secret. Maybe one of the places of Pirush Mishnayos of Krisus where he says something else about a nekuda nifla. But here he says, listen up, I'm giving you the secret. It's like, whoa, okay. For who am Rami Sinai Namar, says the Rambam, tucked away here in a Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf is a secret to understand the world of halacha and the world of why we do mitzvos today. Says the Rambam, Sha'atat Tzarech Ladaz. Obviously we know this is a translation. Pirush Mishnayos was written in Arabic. The only sefer the Rambam wrote in Hebrew was the Mishnah Torah. Everything else, the Maran Avuch and Pirush Mishnayos, is all translation. But we'll still get the idea. Sha'atat Tzarech Ladaz. Shekol ma she'anu nisharim mimenu. Everything that we do today, as Jews, o osim oso hayom, anything that we don't do, or anything that we do do, 248 things that we do, 365 things that we don't do, says the Rambam. Ein anu osim zos ela mipnei tzivu Yashem al yidei Moshe. Everything we do is because of Maimed Har Sinai. Because of Har Sinai, what happened? Hashem gave the Torah through Moshe to Am Yisrael. Lo mipnei Shashem tzivu lakach l'neviim shekatmuhu. Not because he commanded prophets beforehand. The Rambam is going to say, why do we do Bris Milah today? Why do we do Bris Milah? I was not going to go to Bris 2 days ago in my shul. Why? Not because Avraham Avinu did Bris Milah. You know why we do Bris Milah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at our Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to mal your children. Why don't we eat Avraham and Achai today? Because Noach was told? Noach, Avraham? No. Because Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, there's a difference between the history of a mitzvah and why a mitzvah is incumbent upon us. That's the difference. Why do we have to do mitzvos? What's the source of our halachic mesorah, of our obligation? Maimon Har Sinai. Everything comes from Maimon Har Sinai. Beforehand there was mitzvahs that existed, but that's not why we have to do mitzvos. Let's continue reading the Rambam. Dugma l'kach, for example, Einanu ochlem Avraham and Achai. Why don't we eat Avraham and Achai? The seventh mitzvah, lo mipnei Hashem asar abonei Noach Avraham and Achai. Not because Hashem told Noach, adding on to the sixth that Adam had, that you can't eat Avraham and Achai. Ela mipnei Hashem Moshe asar abonei Avraham and Achai. B'mashen etztaveh, Moshe re-gave, refocused emphasized Abram and Achai at Har Sinai. V'chein anu einanu malim. B'klal she'avim avinu malas atzmo. Why do we do it? Okay, we learn hashkafic ideas, or even halachic hashkafic ideas about mitzvos. Zriza makdim ala mitzvos, we can learn from Avram Avinu, and other types of those ideas. But why? Why do we do the mitzvah today? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. And the Rambam quotes an unbelievable raya. V'halo tireh, the last line in Surah 7. Amram, sheish meos u'shlosh esrei mitzvos, ne'emru lo l'moshe mi'sinai. What does Chazal say? Moshe Rabbeinu gave us 613. No, he didn't. He gave us 606 with seven holdovers from before. No, he gave us 613. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the package. Yes, there was some mitzvos that might have existed beforehand, but that has nothing to do with us as a nation. Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it in as a chiyuv, the nation is obligated. There are nice ideas about it, the history of the mitzvos beforehand, but that's not why we have to do mitzvos. That's because Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us at Har Sinai. That's Gid Hanasha, that's Bris Mila. Let's go back for a minute. That's Hilchos Avelos. The Rambam says that the mitzvah daraisa to observe Avzelos one day, according to the Rambam. Again, some other Rishonim hold there's no Avelos daraisa, Balitosis. But the Rambam and the Rif hold one day. What do you mean one day? It's a beforeish pasuk in Chumash, Parshas Vayigash. The brothers had Shiva. Nitna Torah b'nischat shalacha. The Torah was given, halacha is renewed. What does that mean? So the Rambam writes, Pirush Mishnah Yistav Kuf, that there's a difference between the history of the mitzvah and why a mitzvah is obligatory upon us. Any other mitzvahs we have?
Do we keep seven?
Do we keep seven? So seven is midrabanan. Chazal added on. But midaraisa, it's one. Where else do we have this? Let's look at another example together. Very well-known machlokes. Pesachas brachas. Fourth perek, source 8. Brachas chavav, itmar. Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina Amar. Tfilos, avos tiknum. Why do we daven three times a day? Machlokes, the Gemara has. Avos tiknum. We daven because Avram daven shachris. Yitzchak was besakein mincha. And Yaakov was besakein tfilos arvis. Right, the av of galus, myriv, nighttime. Avram is Yaakov, avos tiknum. Wonderful. That is one opinion. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Yomar, Tfilos, Keneget Tzmitin Tiknum, Karbanos. Tamishel Shachar, Shachris. Tamishel Ben Arbayim, Mincha. Hector Chalavim Veivarim, the overnight burning, Myrav. Okay, great. You read the Gemara. It's a Machlokas. The Gemara brings a Brisa to support each of the Shitos. It is a bona fide Machlokas. Generally, when there's a Machlokas, we ask, okay, who do we paskin like? Who's the Halacha according to? So generally, we'd open up the Rambam, and then we'll look in the Poskim, and then we'll look in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Rambam, he quotes both opinions. And that bothers the Achronim. How could the Rambam quote both opinions in a Machlokas? Pater us, it's Nafkaminas. Right? The Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, but many assume one of the Nafkaminas is whether Tfilas Arvis Rishus, which is another Machlokas quoted there, but the Gemara never links the two. Rashi links the two. But there are halakhic differences. But the Rambam, let's read it, in Hilchos Malachim and Hilchos Tefillah, quote both opinions in the Machlokas. The Rambam and Hilchos Malachim, source number 9. Al Shishas Varam Nitzdava Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was commanded 6 mitzvahs. Noach gets all the credit, but he only got one more. Adam had 6 already. Noach had Abram and Achai, because he was able to eat animals, so he had the Isra of Abram and Achai. So we call them Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. But really, 6 existed even before. So the Rambam lists off Avodah Zarah, Berchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, V'chulu. And then he skips a couple of lines. Hosif l'Noach Eivir Menachai. Hashem added on to Noach Eivir Menachai. Nimsu Sheva Mitzvos. V'chein ayadavar b'chal ha'olam. So time went for the next 20 generations. Ad Avraham. Until Avraham Avinu came along. I'm sorry, for Noach was a 10. Well, Avraham and Esava, Yeser Alei L'Mamila. Avraham Avinu then got Bris Mila. V'hu is Palel Shachris. Avraham Avinu daven Shachris. Yitzchak hosted Tfilah Acheres Lefnos Hayom. V'Yaakov hosted Gid Hanoshe. V'his Palel Arvis. The Rambam here paskening Tfilah Kineged Avos Tiknum. Ask the Maritz Chayis, one of the greats of the 1800s. Ask Rav Soloveitchik. So how then could the Rambam in Hilchos Tfilah paskin Kineged Tzmitim? V'chein Tiknu Shei Minyan Tfilos K'minyan Karbanos. Karbanos. Shnei Tfilos B'chol Yom Kineged Shnei Tzmitim. Another tefillah, musaf, the tefillah she can make a tamish al boker, he nikre tefillah shachar, The morning carbon, that shachar, tefillah shekinega, tamash shebein arbayim, nikra tefillah mincha, is called mincha. Not our topic now. Why is it called mincha, a present? Why dafki is mincha called mincha? Why can't shachar? This is about the shachar. Arvis is about the erev, right? Why is mincha called mincha? Tosis is a question. But the Rama paskins, tefillah shekineged, tefidim tiknum. So ask the Maritz Chai, is there a lakamar in brachas? So how is it that the Rama can count both? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Explains the Maritz Chai, explains Rav Soloveitchik. It's the same idea that we're talking about here. There's a difference between the history of a mitzvah and why is a mitzvah obligatory upon me today. Where does the Rambam quote these two halachos? Hilchas Melachim and Hilchas Tefillah. We don't look for halachic obligations for Tefillah and Hilchas Melachim. Hilchas Melachim, the last set of halachas in all of Mishnah Torah. What's the Rambam talking about there? There he's talking about the history of the mitzvah. It's clear. Starts off with Adam and then Noah, and he continues with Amram. Amram gave us mitzvahs. We don't even know sure exactly which mitzvahs he gave us. But the Rambam there clearly says the Maharaz Chayes is talking about the history of a mitzvah. Why is a mitzvah obligatory upon us? Keneged Tzvitim Tiknum. Because Chazal were Mesakein, enacted them parallel to the Karbanos. Avos, that's the history of the mitzvah. Why is the mitzvah obligatory upon us? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai for us to do it. Just to finish off, before we finish, where does this phrase come from? That we've just, the yesod of all of our halachic mesorah. Why do we do mitzvahs today? Because of Har Sinai, not because of Abraham, not because of Yitzchak. Why? The Rambam said, Nitzna Torah v'nischach halacha. And that gives us an insight into Mila, into Avelus, into Gedan Noshe, into Tefillah. Where is that? Where's the source for that sentence? So it's Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos, Kuflamet Hey, you have it in source number 12. The Gemara there has the Machlokes, Amar Ravasi. Kol She'imo Tmeya Leida Nimo Lishmona. Says Ravasi, anyone whose mother, Yoledes, we know, the Pasuk tells us, whenever a woman has a baby, she's Tmeya for 7 days when she has a baby boy. But if you look in the Psukim, the juxtaposition of the Psukim, in Parshas Tazria, a woman is Tmeya Leida, next Pasuk, Uvayom Ashmini Yimol Basar Olaso. Day 8 is Bris Mila. Says Rav Asi, Bris Mila is only on day 8 if the mother is Tmeya Leida. But let's say the mother is not Tmeya Leida. For example, my oldest son was born cesarean section. My wife would not be Tmeya Leida from that. So you know what? According to Rav Asi, that baby gets Bris Mila on day 1, not on day 8. The whole chiddush of Bris Mila, the juxtaposition of the psukim. Woman's Tmeya for 7 days, Bris Mila on day 8. Woman's not Tmeya for 7 days, Bris Mila is not on day 8. That's Rav Asi Shita. Kol she'imo Tmeya Leida, nimo l'shmona. V'chol she'einimo Tmeya Leida, einimo l'shmona. Shene emar, smichas ha'psukim, isha ki tazriya v'yolda zachar, v'tomash shivas yomim. Then, u'bayom ha'shmini, yimo b'zar alaso. That's Rav Asi Shita. Omer le'abaya, Abaya says, what are you talking about? How can you say that? Doros harishonim yochichu. The earlier generations will prove that Rav Asi, you are wrong. Why? She'enimo tmeya leida v'enimo l'shmona. The imahos, Yitzchak Avinu, the first Jew to get his bris mila on day 8. But Sarah was tmeya leida, there was no such halachas yet. There was no tumah v'tahara yet. And yet, Yitzchak had bris mila on day 8. So you see, from the avos and the imahos, that there's no connection between tumas leida and Bris Mila on day 8, says Rav Asi back to Abaya, please don't bring me Raya's from the Avos and the Imahos. Amar Lei, there it is the phrase, Nitzna Torah, V'nischacha Halacha. What happened beforehand is nice to teach me about messages and the history of the mitzvah. But what has to do with my obligation? Not then. Right now, the Torah was given, but Shbarach told Moshe Rabbeinu, only Tumas Leida, and then Bris Mila on day 8, and do not try to bring me Raya's from beforehand. What do we paskin in this Gemara? Just Derech Agav? Sveika Dedina. We don't know what to paskin. And that is why, if a baby is born, cesarean section, let's say, so do Bris Mila on day 1 or 8? So we're not sure. So you know what we do? Day 8, because if you do a Bris Mila too early, you're not Yotzei, it's not a Mila. If you do it too late, okay, did it a week late. So we're Machmir, but if that cesarean section happens on Shabbos, yes, it's not Docha Shabbos. The Bris Mila is the following Sunday, day 9, which is for sure not the right day, but you don't have a choice. So we paskin Sveika Dedina in that case. But either way, this is the source for this sentence of Nitna Torah v'Nischat Shehalacha. So again, just to review before we close, as we celebrate Parshas Bahar Sinai, and as we get into the last third of the count up towards Kabbalas HaTorah, let us remember and appreciate every morning when we say Berachas HaTorah, which is an obligation on men and women every single day. Asher Bachar Banim Mikol HaAmim. Sometimes we're half asleep when we say it. But it could be, if Tfilas Derabanan, Berachas HaTorah might be Daraisa. It could be one of the most important parts of the day. We have to focus on what we're saying. Asher Bachar Banim Mikol HaAmim, B'nasa Lano Es Toraso. We have to appreciate what that event represented in our Jewish history. It wasn't just an event, it was the source of our halachic mesorah. Nitna Torah v'nischat shehalacha. The Rambam says that all mitzvahs before Matan Torah were amazing and wonderful. But that's regarding the history of the mitzvah. Why do we do mitzvahs today in Tashanayin Vav? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Taryag mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, not with any holdovers. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was once on a flight. Might have seen this, the story is quoted in a few places. It's quoted partly in Parshas Kedoshim, in his commentary in Emes Liakov. And there were some other people on the flight that saw how his children were servicing him so unbelievably. Everything he wanted, waiting on him, a drink, a this and that. They were so impressed. They couldn't believe it. And they said to him, "Great Rabbi, we see, how do you instill in your children this value, this kavod, this amazing fealty that they serve you?" Says Rabbi Yaakov, it's simple. It's simple. Most other religions of the world out there believe that every generation is better than the previous one, is more developed, is more technologically advanced. You know, my kids don't know how I haven't met my wife without a cell phone. You know, it's like unfathomable. But it's like every generation is better, is higher, is more developed, says Rabbi Yaakov. So then it doesn't make sense to give proper kavod, mipnei seva takum, or kibud av v'aim, because they're on a higher level, so to speak. But we don't believe that. We believe that there was a source, there was an event, and every generation further from that event is more distant, is more diluted, is weaker, so to speak. We have to hold on. But we have to realize that Matan Torah was our defining moment as we started off. Nasa v'nishma, we didn't ask Hashem ma'kosuba. We didn't say what's written in it. We said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nasa v'nishma, we'll take it. And that event represented our acceptance of the obligations of what it is to be an Eved Hashem. So let's appreciate that moment that we reenact every single year, the only day of the year that we count towards. We don't count towards Yom Kippur, 40 days, but we don't count, there's no mitzvah to count to it. The only mitzvah, the only day of the year that we have a mitzvah to count to is to Kabbalas HaTorah, where we reenact our acceptance of the obligations. And as we'll say, we learn from the Rambam, Nitna Torah v'nischat shehalacha. Everything that we do today is because of Moshe Rabbeinu at our Sinai. Let us appreciate what we have been given, the great legacy that we have to fulfill each and every day of our lives, and the schus it is to be an Eved Hashem. Amen. Very good.